the rain in Spain on the plains.
We're back.
What's that saying?
We're back. I don't know what that means.
For your vocal warm-up.
Oh, is that what that is?
The rain on the plains explains in Spain. Ever heard of it? Nice hat, Michael. Welcome back to another episode of Scary Movie and Chill. I'm not going to ask you because you're just going to say something dumb. I'm your co-host, Bonds, with a sleepy Mr. Charles Barkley. And Vivi's in her nook, her little window bed. And happy birthday to my brother. It's my brother's birthday today. The 31st. It's his birthday. Happy birthday. I sent him a voice memo of my beautiful singing voice. And then I tried to call him and he didn't answer. So there you go. Happy birthday. And you are?
Oh, God. Wild cherry.
All right.
Speaking of wild cherry Pepsi.
What's
speaking of speaking of it.
With you.
Speaking of wild cherry Pepsi, Bonnie.
We'll stay with you, Michael. We'll stay with you.
Amazon Fresh.
Michael, do they even sell soda there, Michael?
They do. And sometimes they go and they are like, it's empty. Like, I usually just get the,
you know, out of soda,
like the 20 ounces. I just get the one 20 ounce.
You do 20? I can't do a 20. I do a can.
Well, no, but I it takes me like 2 days to drink the 20 ounce.
Oh, that's so, not good on the second day. I just get
If you
I take the cans from work.
If you take it and you just tighten it as hard as you can.
I still think it doesn't taste right.
It does. It's fine.
I can't do it, Michael. I gotta do a can.
You're done. Sometimes they're completely out, and so I was like, man, I really wanted a soda, but they had a deal on like wild cherry Pepsi, and it was like, you know,
like that? You like the taste?
I will if it's on sale.
Do you prefer that to cherry Coke?
No, but it's I'm not even kidding.
You heard it here first.
They literally had nothing. It was like Diet Fanta.
What the heck?
And like just
why is the soda wild sold out? What's happening?
Well, because it's also, they have people ordering online through their apps. And so, like, half the time I go there, there's, like, people with big carts, and they're just loading up 20 different orders. So, they get a
Instacart,
lot of business.
I guess.
Something like that. So, they
I got behind one of those this past weekend. It's kind of annoying. She had, like, five different orders. But
Bonnie,
the checker was quick, I will say.
I'm going to tell you, they have wild cherry Pepsi on sale. And another Pepsi that was...
Vanilla?
Mango.
Clear? What?
Mango Pepsi.
And did you taste it?
So I was like, you know what? It was like a two for deal. Like, you had to get two to get this deal.
Heck?
And so I was like, fuck it. I mean, it can't be
that terrible. That doesn't sound good.
Dude, it was not good at all. Like, it was
who's
just
requesting Mango Pepsi?
With Mango Pepsi, it's just like, there's
in
too
what
much.
World?
Because there's like a, it's either.
Your taste buds die.
It's either you,
you
go,
don't have it.
You either go heavy with the mango. And yeah, light with the Pepsi, which is gross, yeah. Or heavy with the Pepsi, like subtle light mango.
Those two flavors.
It was so. It was like it's rare for me to say this, but it was too sweet.
Really?
Yeah.
So they were heavy on the mango.
It was very heavy mango. It was just basically like mango with Pepsi aftertaste. Which the worst thing about Pepsi is its aftertaste.
Yeah, that's what kills it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that they even did a taste test with ants? They put Coke and Pepsi out and they just let the ants go for it. No joke. Like with humans, the ants immediately went to the freshly poured Pepsi was winning. And then as time went by, they would show, then all of a sudden they would start going and then the Coke finished first and then they'd go back for the Pepsi.
I don't believe that test.
No, you watch it and it's.
What's
going
on?
What's
going on?
You're done. Nothing's new.
Had
really.
A soda on the way home.
Everyone can tell, Bonnie.
Coke
like a
Zero.
Fucking 5 year old over here.
I love a Coke Zero in the afternoon. After the gym. I had a soda pop on the way home. That's my after gym snack.
Yeah, we get it, Bonnie.
That's how I treat myself after the gym.
Yeah, nothing really. I been just getting everything in order, you know, getting things ready for getting back to work and just trying to get back on a morning schedule. Cause like, you know, like after not working for 8 months, you kind of don't have what you'd call a point to your day or a reason to get out of bed. So
you go play whatever.
Yeah, but it's still like, but like the idea of like getting up early to start your day early. Like, now,
I'm gonna say that was your downfall with your bad attitude, because you didn't have a structured day. Because even though you're not working,
but it was hard to keep that. It's hard to keep a structured day.
Try and keep a routine. It's hard to keep a structured
day. Right, but it's hard when eventually what happens is you have that structure, and then it slowly starts creeping in. No matter how structured it is, that at the end of the day, there's no point.
You gotta fill your day with bits and bobs, Michael. Well,
the whole thing was
Michael bits and bobs.
I'm done listening to you. The whole point is that it was like the point of your day could happen at any time. So there's no point in starting it.
Bits and bobs.
There's no point. There's no reason to like get up at 6 to do something you can do at 9. And that's where the structure falls apart.
Oh, Michael.
Because getting up at 6 only
getting
makes my day.
Early is.
It only
makes
made
me
my,
feel productive.
It,
I don't know.
Right.
About
it
you.
Does, but it only makes my day longer. And that's what
don't. You go to bed early?
No, because your mind races because you're so fucking miserable. That, like, you're up until fucking 11 o'clock anyways. So, why would I prolong my day for no reason? So, now that I have, I'm getting back into work, it's easier to get back up and, get the routine going again, like the early morning.
Yeah.
You get to the gym, you do all that stuff. I get home and I some time for, like I was telling you earlier, that I have the Swedish podcast I listen to while I cook my breakfast, because it's only a 20-minute
cooking meatballs, Michael.
Yeah,
you put your chef hat on.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, and it's gurska burska, gurska burska. I eat breakfast, and then I have time where I will read throughout the day, and I Googled. Something because I was
what are you reading, Michael?
I'm reading quite a few things.
Uh-huh. Are you doing The Mountain Is You?
I'm how far am I in that one?
Brother, I recommended that at the beginning of the year, didn't I?
I know. Sometimes it's hard to listen for me to listen because if I'm doing a task, I'm not fully paying attention. But then if I'm paying attention, then I sometimes will fall asleep because I'm just sitting on the couch and I'm like, oh, I'll just listen to this. Yeah. I got 3 hours left. When I read, I was Googling because sometimes it's also hard for me to stay focused on what I'm reading, where your mind wanders too much or there's too much. And also I have a problem. It's so noisy in my neighborhood where every fucking day at any given point, somebody's using a leaf blower or my neighbors are yelling at each other. And there's just too much distracting noise that I can't get away from. Mm-hmm. And so, and also I have that terrible ringing in my ears. So if I put in earplugs, then I'm focused only on the fact that my ears are ringing. And so I looked up I just Googled. I was is there some sort of white noise thing or something that helps me stay focused on a task, but it's a noise.
Yeah.
So that it kind of, it's something just mindless that it blocks out everything else.
Okay.
And then I came across a few one YouTube channel that has these, it's just ambient type music.
Oh yeah, yeah.
For focusing and
the lo-fi whatever.
Yeah, and it's just
whatever.
kind of stuff. But it's mindless enough that I'm not really paying attention to it when I read, but it does help me focus because I put on my phone and then I have it right here, so it's as loud as it can be, and I don't hear any other noises. So that's been super helpful with sitting, being able to sit and focus on things is, been doing that. So
what are you focusing on, Michael?
Reading.
Your spreadsheets.
Yeah. And then what was the, I got new gym shorts that are gym shorts / swim shorts so that I can go directly from the gym right into the pool and start swimming.
Yuck. Leaving chemtrails in the pool?
Yeah.
Your fucking sweat.
Basically, yeah. It's
your sweat trails
so
in the pool?
Wash, so I can wash.
Michael.
So I can wash.
Oh my God, did you see Steph Taleb's latest reel?
Yeah.
That was so fucking funny. I was dying. Her and her boyfriend are perfect.
Yeah, they're funny. Alrighty. Anyways, but other than that, not...
nothing's going on.
Nothing really new. Just
nothing going on.
Just, anyways, that's it. What's new with you, Bunny?
Well,
don't flop your head up at me, Charles.
You're so mean. I'm glad you asked, Michael, because I got my hair done. I got a new do in 2024. I went to my lady and I asked.
She got a big old hairdo.
It's not that big. I asked for the wolf cut. Ow! I kept doing that to Coral. She gave me a wolf cut. And
I'm what's feeling, a wolf cut, Bonnie?
Basically, she just put a bunch of layers in it and gave me a lot more bangs. And then I think she toned me because I looked a little lighter. But I didn't do any color. And then after that, I went to the psychic fair in Pasadena, which don't like that drive from North Hollywood to Pasadena. Kind of a nightmare. Yep. Took forever. And then yep. I think I was only there for like 15 minutes and I left and then had to sit in traffic again.
Psychic fair? Did you get your palms read or something?
So like I was supposed to go to this psychic fair like last year or something. Christy wanted to go. Remember her?
How
about that? R.I.P. she's not really dead, just dead to me. JK, but kind of. She wanted to go, and we never made it. But it's basically, I think it happens like at once a month. It's like maybe like the last Sunday or something to that effect, or like every couple months. They do it at this place called the Indigo Collective in Pasadena on Colorado Street, and it's supposed to have like psychics, tarot card readers, and you can get your aura photographed or something. And you could either like make a reservation ahead of time.
Standing in front of a screen with your arm out next to your aura.
You're stupid. I know. That don't even make no sense. And so you could make a reservation before, you could just like walk in. And I just wanted to check it out. Corel wasn't really into it, so I went by myself. And then, like, it's a store, and they have, like, books, and they have crystals and rocks.
Of course.
Tarot cards, jewelry, bits and bobs, and incense and smudge sticks and all this stuff and candles. So I was just perusing, and then I bought a special smudge stick that's supposed to bring wealth and some other stuff. I wasn't paying attention to anything other than wealth.
So wealth and diarrhea.
I've been burning it in here every day. And then I bought some special incense. That smells pretty good. And then I didn't stay to get a reading because I like to like do a little digging on whoever. And I didn't like look into who was there to see if they're like legit. I didn't look up reviews or anything. And I don't want to get stuck with someone telling me some crazy shit like happened to me before. And I'm scarred for life. So I was like, let me not do that. So then that was it. And then I came back home. And then that night I went out with Corel. We went to the rooftop at the Waldorf Astoria.
Moneybags over
for
here.
For dinner.
Moneybags.
We had dinner at the top of the Waldorf Astoria, which is down the street from my office.
Yeah.
It was so pretty. Like the moon was so full. Was that Friday? That was last Saturday night?
It was fuller. Yeah. Yeah.
The moon looked crazy. It was so pretty. We had a delicious dinner. And then after that, we went to the kibitz room. Have you ever been there?
No.
This freaking dive bar behind Cantor's. Like literally you can walk from Cantor's
into
the dive bar.
Yeah. No, I have. I didn't know that's
what it
was
called.
And they
have bands play there.
I know. I've been there, Bonnie. I know what it is now. Cantor's,
I'm sure
first of all, Cantor's is delicious. I need to go there. I haven't been there forever.
Let's go eat some pickles.
It was those spicy pickles that they have.
I had like a tuna melt there that was delicious.
I had like a, I don't remember what it was. It was like just like a turkey something or other, but you know, they're stacked.
Yeah,
they're
so big hot.
I mean, they're huge, and they got the delicious steak fries.
I mean, it's all good. It's all good stuff. So we went there and they were having like, it said we get out and there's a sign on the door that's like closed for a private party until 9:30. And I was like, what time is it? She's like, it's 9:20. And I'm like, should we go in? So we open the door and it's like people just milling about with like plates of food. There's like a buffet table. I don't know what the party was for.
It's probably just, you know, something bunch.
Maybe someone died. Like I don't
mitzvah,
know.
Like Jew party where they're like, we should go and my nephew's got a band. He'd love to play.
I don't know what was going on, but I was like, let's just go ask the bartender if we can just sit at the bar because it's 10 minutes. So we like go in and she asks him if it's okay if we just sit at the bar. And he's like, yeah, it's fine. Just sit right here. And meanwhile, someone comes around and is like, do you guys want any cake? I think it was like somebody's birthday or something.
Maybe.
And I was like, oh, no, thanks.
Yes.
And then the guy was like, we started talking to the bartender and he's like, well, we got two bands coming on in a little bit. And in between the two bands, there's a comedian. And we're like, okay. And so like, you know, the party, whatever it was, is like dying down, clearing out. And there's not that many people in there. And then the bartender's like, oh, this guy behind you, he's in the band. And then this guy over here is the comedian. And so he's like, hey. And we're like, hey. He's like, yeah, I toured once with Nick Swartzen. You guys know who that is? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. We did the show once in South Lake Tahoe. And then he starts going off on this tangent. And I feel it. And I'm just like, this had to have been like a million years ago. Because yeah, yeah, I yeah. feel like... not really Nick Swartzen's thing anymore. Does he still tour?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I just got the impression from tour, this
but
guy.
I think Nick Swartzen now just does tours with like the Adam Sandler crew.
Okay,
where
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
Schneider, like, Spade, Sandler, like, Swartzen.
This guy is like E-level comedian. Like,
wait, did you stay for a show?
Oh, we saw it.
And? I mean, he's playing the Jew room in between two bands.
His only like claim to fame was just dropping Nick Swartzen's name. I was like, this isn't going to be good if he's like bragging about you
trying
know?
To get you to know who he is by telling
I'm
you
like,
about somebody
I've
else.
Never heard of you, and I go to a lot of comedy shows, and something tells me you're probably not going to be great. But we sat through all of it.
Did he?
And he kept like referring to us. He's like, oh, I just let those two girls down back there at the bar, because he said he had a girlfriend. I was like, buddy, you come up to my nipples. Like, he
oh,
was
man.
A little guy.
And Bonnie's real little.
I'm not. I'm 5'4", and he was
he's 5'4",
a little
and
man.
She's got low nipples, so.
I got the long boob. No, actually, I don't. But he was little and not funny. And then the the best part of the night, though, is the bartender.
She's got long balls. The bartender. Bonnie long balls.
Gross, Michael. Long balls. The bartender was razzing one of the guys about how long he was taking to set up. Like, I've never seen someone take so long to set up for a show to play music.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I'm telling Corral, I'm like, I bet you anything this guy has an acoustic guitar. I don't understand why it's taking him so long to fucking set up a stage. It's an acoustic guitar, buddy, and a fucking yeah. microphone. Not even a harmonica, nothing. Sure enough, he comes up with, starts strumming his fucking acoustic guitar. And the bartender was like, what the fuck is taking you so long?
It's giving awesome. Him a hard time.
And then he was singing, he gets off, and then the comedian does his thing. And then it's like, then the last group was like three people, and they have like actual instruments, and they can sing and whatever. And they actually do like some covers to get the crowd, you know, going. And then when they're done, that the first guy that was playing the acoustic guitar came over to us, and he's like, did you guys like the show? And we're and me and Corral were like, it took you a really long time to set. We were giving him shit too. The bartender was laughing. He was like, well, you know, it takes some time, you know, you got to get everything right before you start playing. We're like, uh-huh. And then he's like, what do you do? He looks at me, he's like, what, do you sell shoes or something? And I was like, what the fuck?
Are you like, you're ripping on me because I said it took you a long time to set up for your acoustic show?
What the fuck is that? And then he looks at Corral, he's like, what are you in, like, banking or something? And she's like, why'd you give her the better job? Like, what yeah. the hell?
Because she's French.
Yeah, she looks sophisticated.
And she's like, sacre bleu, it took you so long to set up.
It was a pretty entertaining night, but yeah.
She's munching on her baguette.
That's about, yeah, her baguette at the bar. She's so funny. Like, she's just like straight out yawning at the bar. It's like 10 o'clock and she's yawning. And I was like, do you want to go home? She's like, no. I'm like, you better drink something to perk up, little lady. So this, well, you know what? You know, there are not, we said this in the last episode, is like bupkis for fucking Valentine's Day horror. It's like, there's nothing. So Michael found this one. So
Bonnie claims to have seen it, but then
send him the hate mail if you hate it. But
she doesn't remember.
I did watch this when it came out.
She doesn't remember it.
Because I remember the mask person. We're watching a Swedish film. Oh, Michael's going to read everything because he thinks he knows Swedish.
I don't know. I don't know enough to I just want to hear it. Well, I guess. Yeah, it's called The Conference, and it's a scary movie with it's Swedish. And apparently it's really good. It's got a lot of good, like.
I mean, I thought it was
I saw a lot
entertaining.
Of, and it was on one of the lists that you sent, too.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, one of them that you were.
that was probably before I watched it. It's a 2023 film on Netflix. It's a horror slash comedy. It is Swedish, and it's got, it's got 5.7 out of 10 on IMDb, 74% on Rotten Tomatoes. It is in Swedish.
Most of the, you know, I will say, I watched a few Swedish shows, and in my efforts to try and learn, and they're actually like, some of them are like really good shows.
I like their aesthetic.
Yeah, there's one, it's just called like Anxious People. And it's like about this like bank robbery that turns into like a hostage situation, and then they're like trying to find out who the person is.
Oh,
and like,
what are you watching on?
It's on Netflix.
Oh,
it's actually, it's a really good show, because like, it's, again, it's like one of those mystery things of like trying to
get into that, because I like, you know, I like British stuff. I like foreign stuff.
Yeah, no, this is like shot really, and there's like a lot of like hidden little things and like connecting pieces, and like, you know, and it gets you guessing on like, maybe it was one of the people, you know, because like all the hostages are released and they're like, well, who is the person holding up the place?
Mm.
And like, they're like, they're gone. And it's like, are they though? Or was it one of the people inside, like, that came out? So there's a lot of interesting stuff.
Konferensen.
So the EN on the end of it means the ads. You put the word the. I like the title sequence. So if it was just conference, it'd be conference. But the conference is Konferensen. The conferences would be conferensana.
Okay, so the synopsis of this movie is, a team-building conference for municipal employees turns into a nightmare when accusations of corruption begin to circulate and plague the work environment.
It looks like John Malkovich.
No, it doesn't. They're singing in a van on the way to their cabins.
Ooh, they have voice, a very
voice of an angel.
It's kind of weird, because I feel like this is one of those
it's countries giving like, kind of Office Space vibes,
right? But like, you know, the country is like very, I'd assume, like kind of gloomy. It's not very sunny,
really.
A lot, I would think, because it's like in the same, you know, that northern where it's just like probably got a lot of weather systems, right, coming through. Because like when I was in northern Scotland, it was like way up there.
Really?
And it was like that, like just constantly, it was like cloudy. Then it was sunny. Then it was cloudy. Then it was sunny. But it was never like hot or anything. So like, I feel like all their movie, like all the shows I see, like always have a very like
gray.
All their exteriors. Yeah, it has a very gray look. This makes sense because of the nature of.
They're talking about a housing project or development.
Yeah. This is the thing about like Swedish that I've learned, is like it's. There's some words where if you really look at it, you're like, I'm pretty sure I could kind of figure out what most of this is saying.
It's quirky. Team building.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta love it, right, Michael? Michael, do you do any team building at your...
Nope.
No. My office does a lot of stuff. We always have events.
Yeah, I feel like that's like corporate stuff like that.
What does that mean?
I feel like all those like corporate... Big corporate type things always try to, you know, keep up morale.
Oh, yeah. Like, the attorneys are always going on retreats.
Pizza parties!
And stuff. They do, like, a retreat once or twice a year, I think. They have, like, a ski trip, and then they do, like, something in Ojai.
Jeez.
Yeah. And then for us, they always do something big for admin day and, like...
Pizza party!
They always have stuff for birthdays. They're pretty good about
pizza
that.
Pizza party!
Actually, they had like two events that we were supposed to RSVP if we wanted to go for next month for Black History Month. It's like two different exhibits. Or
if you don't go, you'll be labeled as a racist.
Yep. So.
Probably fired because you're
racist.
Racist.
Oh my God. That reminds me of this TikTok I saw. It was a woman, this jogger. She was like showing off her, like, you know, people run with those belts where they have their little water bottles and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, and look at this. And then this guy comes walking behind her. He's like, get out of my way, bitch. It's Black History Month. And he's got fucking these massive headphones on, and he's just like walking so fast. It was so fucking funny. She was like, oh my God.
God.
So funny. I want to stay in a cabin. Doesn't that sound fun, Michael?
Yeah. Especially, I feel like,
get back
again, I think the game plan is to try to go to Sweden this year.
Oh.
Like, try to, like, really give me an excuse to, like, really work on the studying of the language, you know?
I was looking at Amsterdam in October.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't know. I also want to move, so there's that. Oh, there goes all his drinks. Oh, yeah, I remember this girl's, like, real, she's, like, concerned about stress. She's, like, anxious, this one. Mm-hmm. The blonde girl. This guy looks like he's got long balls.
Oh, yeah. He's got a little light switch with long balls.
Look at that. That guy came with, like, a what is that, a case of beer?
Yeah. What's cool about Swedish, just a little lesson for everybody out there. If you really want to say something's like very or good or something, you just add like the word jätte in front of it.
Mm.
And so like that's what they always say. It's like if it's really good, it's like jättebra or like jättesvårt, like really
hard.
What's
bra mean?
Good. Jättebra. And then slut.
Take it easy.
Means stop, like finished.
Probably a slur. Michael's lying to everyone.
Nah.
Well, I'm going to chop those vegetables.
It's a leek, right?
I have no idea.
Look like it.
I made one of those salads from that woman.
Yep.
I made the cucumber.
Oh, that one looked good.
Sweet onion, dill, mint salad.
Is the mint worth it?
It's good. I'm always hesitant
whenever I see like certain things.
I put a little bit of mint and I put a lot of dill.
Oh, okay.
And then your dressing is just olive oil,
ranch,
lemon juice. Oh, it was so good. I made a big bowl of it and then had half for my lunch today. And I still have leftover ingredients to make another batch.
Oh.
We're eating a lot of vegetables over here, Michael.
You what?
Eating a lot of vegetables.
Yeah, I mean,
Brussels,
vegetarians.
Everything. It's good because I was kind of slacking on eating vegetables when I was eating my chicken and rice all the time, to be honest. Oh, this is a chef.
Oh, jeez.
He ran over a piece of wood with
a shitload of nails in it. Jesus Christ.
That was on purpose.
Oh, yeah. It's by design.
Oh, he was leaving to get more ingredients or something?
You need to pay attention. He was leaving to refill the gas tanks.
Oh, that's right. Driving a Volvo.
Did you know that if you want to get a Volvo, they will... you can reach out to the company and Volvo and the company flies you to Sweden, gives you a car, you drive around in it, and if you want to buy it, you say yes. They charge you the same price that you pay here, and then they fly you back and they'll ship the car to you.
What?
Yeah, you can look it
up. If you're in Sweden and you
want one? No, if like I right now in California,
okay.
I go, I think I want to buy a brand new Volvo. Volvo will fly you from California to Sweden. You can look it up. It's on the website. The flight to Sweden.
What's the catch?
There's no catch. Because these Nordic countries recently, you know, like Iceland was doing all these things to try and get like tourists to come there because they've like done these revamps. So like the idea is like Volvo knows that like you come here, buy the car, like whatever. It costs them, I mean, at the end of the day, nothing, you know, as far as their profits are concerned. They're not flying 30,000, 100,000 people a year, you know, they're probably, you know, it's very few people they know are going to go
up
on that.
Are you going to do it, Michael?
I don't know, but I will say
you that probably have to get,
I
was you can't
saying,
be backing
I think,
out.
I think the idea is that it's, you have to be pretty sold on like, I'm going to buy like this car or this car kind of a thing.
I think they have like a new electric one out, don't they?
I don't know, maybe.
I saw one that looked kind of funky.
I like how the name Roger over there is Roger. Also, the way they say help is, it sounds so goofy. They go, yelp, yelp, yelp. And so, like, there's some shows where somebody's, like, in, like, an emergency and they need something. So they're just, like, running around. They're like, yelp, 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 yelp.
You're scaring Charles.
It's just a goofy word. Go back to sleep, Charles.
What is it? Oh, they're trying to sell how safe their housing or whatever is.
Any?
Oh, a Segway? I haven't seen one of those in a while.
Yeah, for real.
Holy Tatas. Boobs. Jeez. Jesus. Everyone's got giant milky milkers. Right? The heck? I see something in the water.
Apparently weak chins and huge knockers.
Phil, come in home.
Him.
Whatever. Oh, an issue with the housing is not a lot of diversity. She looks like someone I work with, actually.
She seems like one of those like short-haired Karen types. Sometimes I feel like when foreign movies, and I feel like they do this a lot in Europe, where it's just like their actors are just like people. Where they're just like, because like there's people that are like, you know, like these gorgeous movie stars. And like they have this like glamorous look and thing about them. All of these people are just like regular ass people, you know. This guy looks real creepy. That guy looks like, he literally looks like a ventriloquist dummy. Coffee, coffee. They have coffee breaks in Sweden. They're called fika.
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 That's funny.
And it's where you basically, it's a thing where you go and you meet friends. That's at like a coffee shop for like.
On H3, Love, who's from Sweden, they call him Young Fika. I wonder how he got that name.
Yeah, I don't know. Because it's.
So every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, they do a live stream of their podcast, H3 podcast. And usually I'm at work on Wednesday, so I'll listen while I'm working. And I was listening today and I just kept laughing. And Shirley was like, what are you laughing at? I was like, I'm listening to this podcast. It's pretty entertaining.
That was a good cut. The cook guy was looking at some fishing line and he got killed.
Booby trap.
And right as he got slammed in the back, they cut to coffee being poured.
Only said IKEA. Blondie's not a fan of her coworkers.
They all look like, they're also like very like caricature-y. Like they all, I mean, these two look like regular human beings, but the other people kind of look a little cartoony. Like that main woman who is giving the presentation with the glasses and the swoopy hair.
A little bit. Oh, she's trying to call the chef. He's not answering. Mm-hmm. He's drawing a fucking dick with big hairy
old,
balls.
Big old hairy, bald, veiny dick. This guy looks like.
Something
he
AI
looks
about his
yeah,
face.
He literally looks like a robot. He looks like a what's his name? The guy that's in the Lord of the Rings movies, Elijah.
Oh, Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood. He looks like a basically like if a
Elijah
computer
Wood was
if you described
6 foot something.
Yeah, if you described Elijah Wood to a computer,
oh, yeah.
This guy would be that big giant creepy eyes.
There was a. Emergency that happened at work today.
Uh-oh.
Something about one of the cases that we're working on with co-counsel. There was like a frantic email about Page Six trying to put out a story about something having to do with our case. And so everyone was like, Where's Fred? We need to talk to Fred. So they're like emailing me and I'm like, he's in a deposition and one of the other attorneys that's working on the case with him is like, can you gotta make sure that he gets this because they were like gonna post the story in like an hour or something. Ooh. But what they were talking about was like they didn't know what they were talking about. They just saw something and they were like, oh, is this could be
oh, this
juicy
like, you're
but
right,
it's
like a headline
not anything.
And then they just freaked out
and Fred was like, this is just standard procedure when it comes, this is just like a real estate thing, a document or something. It wasn't anything juicy and they thought they were going to get some juice. And you know what they got? Bubkiss. Page Six. You ain't shit. So everyone was like blowing me up today. So I had to text Fred since he was in that deposition. I'm like, can you call these people back, please? Can you do your job, mister? No, I'm just kidding.
What is it you say you do here?
I watched...
So, but, you know, she's taking over. She's putting on an apron.
I think it was Friday.
Way below her waist. She's wrapping it around the middle of her
look
butt.
Look at that salmon.
What's going on there?
I watched The Usual Suspects. Was that on Friday? I think I watched it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There we go.
Because, like, I wanted to see Benicio's character.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he's supposed to be loosely based on my boss. It's pretty funny. That's the way he talks in that movie.
Oh, really?
It's ridiculous.
Is
he's
that,
got, like, a fucking...
Is that how he talks? Your boss talks?
A little bit. I didn't realize that he had like an accent in the movie. Like, I didn't realize he was putting like he completely.
I don't know what Benicio del Toro's accent is. I don't know if he has an accent.
I don't think he does. Does he?
I don't know. Every movie he says he speaks differently. So like I don't know.
The way he talks, it's a little bit like Fred, not a lot. Mm-hmm. But apparently, like, I found this article that was saying how Benicio was trying to come up with like an angle for his character because he knew his character was going to get killed off and he wanted the character to be memorable. Uh-huh. So he came up with that accent. But Fred is kind of, because Fred has like a distinct
voice. Did
you ever
meet him? Like Fred
Benicio?
Yeah.
Did he? Maybe. But he knows Macquarie, whatever his name, Christopher Macquarie, the guy that wrote it. He worked with him. They worked together in an office. When he was writing that movie, and then the movie came out, and then he quit the office. Yeah.
That's cool.
And yeah, I thought so.
You're practically famous.
I'm not, but I like hearing Fred's stories. I'm like, I don't care about any of this new shit. It's like, I want to hear about the old.
Yeah,
like,
tell me about the old
like,
80s,
90s goss.
That's what we always
would
try to get from people when we worked at the studio. We'd always try to be like, can you tell us something? Like, I told you that the one old lady that I worked with was like, we were sitting there one day. We're like, you must have stories. Like, you've been here since the 70s. And we're like, man, it must have been crazy. Because we were joking around about how, like, this one parking lot now smells like weed because that's where the grips go and smoke. Mm. And she's like, yeah, it's crazy. And we're like, yeah, there must have been a lot of drugs going on back in the 80s. She's like, no. And we're like, what? Mm. She's like, I don't think anyone was doing drugs in the 80s. We're like,
lady.
Are you, what? We're like, what are you, nuts?
In
like,
what
are
world?
Is your brain fucking fried? Like, everyone was, like, it's common knowledge. Everyone was doing drugs in the 80s.
I mean,
sounds like you didn't have any friends giving you drugs.
Everyone still does coke here. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's like
but,
fucking water.
But I'm saying, like, yeah, I can't imagine, like, in the 80s how bad. Like, it must have been just more out in the open.
That's wild that she had no idea.
She didn't,
do you think she was lying?
Yeah, she's lying. Or she's her brain is so fucking fried that she just doesn't. She's also telling us that she drives around, like, she has her friend's ashes in the trunk of her car because she doesn't know what to do with them.
Oh.
She's like, well, I don't know where to dump them. And we're like, but don't.
Don't forget them in the trunk of your car.
Also, like, don't keep them in the trunk of your fucking car. You know, a car accident, you know, then what?
We're seeing a mask.
Finally, something's starting to happen. I feel like there's a little slow. I thought this would be a little.
It has a little. There's a little lag in the beginning, but let me tell you, it amps
okay,
up.
Okay, I was going to say, it seems
later.
Like, it feels like it. It's a little slow here. Like, they just recently killed the. You know, the cook, like, 10 minutes ago.
The chef is dead. And then, how do they say his name? Roger? Just took a beer from someone's cabin. Ooh, he's in a hammock. Oh, I took this fucking, did I tell you about the yoga class I took on Sunday?
No, Bonnie, you didn't tell me anything.
I did. I took a Friday night HIIT class in Koreatown that was really good. I kept up the whole time. I was kind of impressed by my physical strength and prowess, Michael.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone there was. It was a bunch of 80-year-old Asian ladies.
No.
Okay.
It was a good mix of people in there. And then on Sunday, I took a 90-minute yoga class on Fairfax.
Oh, God.
He got a maquette right through his stomach in the
hammock.
And
through the...
That's my nightmare right there. Getting moited in a fucking hammock.
Oh, no. Oh, dude, these cuts are brutal. They fucking,
it's snappy.
Fucking slamming a like, you see him slamming the rock where you know it's going to be slamming on the guy's face.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to
jam
eggs. Getting thrown on some eggs.
Gnarly. So the Sunday class, there was only 5 of us in the class. It was a real small yoga class.
Nice.
And she gave us these little cards. On one side was red, one side was green. And if you kept the green up, then it was okay for her to come adjust you in the poses.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept it up because, you know, I'm still learning.
Right.
You know?
And then Bonnie's like, why do you keep squeezing my butt? Why
no, she fucking stretched me. We had to do, I forget what the pose is where you like... you kind of go into like warrior with your knee and then you do a twist on the side. Uh-huh. So like your elbow is like on the outside of your knee. Yeah.
I couldn't even get in.
So I was doing that when we were supposed to face the wall. And then she comes over and she's just like, she takes my shoulders and just like, pulls me. And then she's like, keep breathing. And so I'm like,
which, it's so weird how like there's certain poses where like when you, like you would think, cause I've always heard that like, basically, you can inhale as much air as you allow your lungs to do. So, like, if you keep your chest open and wide and all that stuff, you can inhale a lot more than if you were closed. And like, so, by closing down,
I think
down,
my natural resting state is just kind of like this,
I always find my
shoulders are in and I'm kind of like this.
Right, but it's still like, I've had it where, like, my shoulders are back and, like, my chest is open. And they're like, breathe through it. And I'm like, I can't. And I don't know why.
So she adjusted me and I was like, wow, this is what it's supposed to feel like. I was like, this is a good stretch. Yeah, she did that a couple of times. And then when we were winding down, she had us try the crow and the crane, which those are like some like crazy moves, like where you're putting you're resting your knees on the back of your arms.
Oh.
So you're like
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That one was real hard. And then one she wanted us to try was like a headstand one, but I did not like the feeling of all the pressure on my head. I just felt like my head was gonna smoosh.
Yeah, so those
I feel like I have a peanut head. I don't think it's strong enough to support this body, Michael.
You're done.
So I was like, kind of like, I didn't like the way that felt, so I didn't do that one. And then we had to, you know, slowly make our way into like child's pose and then going into like our final shavasana. And this guy that was in front of me, it was a guy and a girl, and he fucking ripped ass really loud. God. And I was like,
it's all, I know that like that's like the thing that they say in like yoga, like sometimes it's just like you can't hold it. You squeeze and squeeze and push and push, and like you get these positions where you're like,
he was like really showing off like how he could do all these poses though. And I was like, and then
you
fucking
see something else.
I was telling someone about it. I think it might have been Shirley or someone, and they're like, what did they, did anyone say anything? I'm like, no, because we're all on our mats, like we're supposed to have our eyes closed. I'm like, no one did anything. It was only five of us in there, so
yeah.
So funny.
Golden shovel. Someone's going to die with this golden shovel, yeah.
Long Balls has the costume on. He's got like a mascot outfit on.
That's not Long Balls. This is Crazy Eyes. Long Balls, the weak
chin.
Oh,
the blondie. Shape.
Yeah, blondie, yeah.
Oh, he's practicing shoveling?
Is yeah, breaking necessary? Ground. When you break ground on the new, they always do that.
Now they're going to start working on their team building, Michael. Oh, they had those little swingy things at the castle I stayed at.
Oh, like the facing
yeah.
each other swings. I feel like that's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah. They were in the courtyard of Kennedy Castle.
This fucking guy. This is a weirdo.
Yeah, he is.
He looks like a
I don't trust anyone with blonde facial hair.
Yeah.
It's creepy and wispy. And weird.
It is weird. As my old roommate used to say that too. She'd always just be like, ugh. She's like, blonde beard
good.
Hair is just
not
a good
look.
It's very unfortunate because, like, you know, if you're a blonde guy, they can grow a good beard, but if it's blonde,
no, you can't.
Yeah, it's
no, you can't. Team meeting.
Team building.
Whatever.
Jesus Christ.
It's not like she said meeting.
She said team building. And then it said team building on the subtitles.
I was
and you're
listening.
Like, I was, and she still said team building. She, Shut team up, Mike. Meeting. She goes, team building.
Michael, let me live. I start class again next week, Michael.
Nerd.
Back to school. I think I need to get a parking pass. I was looking into that today. I still have one more book to buy also. Oh, and I did see my final fucking grade for statistics. I've been too scared to look.
And
I passed it. I got a D, right? Is D passing?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. D is passing. Yeah.
Thank the Lord. I got a D in that class. I just wanted to pass.
Oh, some sheep. Oh, God.
Who the fuck was
that? Oh, she's talking about like one of the coworkers that she didn't know that killed himself.
Oh, with sheep? That's so sad. There's a lot of sheep in Ireland, by the way. And they're all like tagged different colors.
Mm-hmm. I remember
their butts
and
such.
In Iceland, they have horses there that are specific to Iceland, and if those if you take a horse off the island, it can never come back.
Oh, because it's like susceptible to...
Well, yeah, because it's like, yeah, it'll... Things that happen, yeah, it'll bring things back, and so they just like... They won't do it, so there's just a very specific breed of Iceland horses.
What are they? They're trying to build a raft.
I like how they have like really intense like...
How do you say shitload in Swedish, Michael?
I don't know how to say
those lessons, and you don't know the important words.
What a shame. I know. There was the one I follow this one person on Instagram, and they have a thing. They're like, they have like a $10 course that they offer where they're like, I'll teach you 100 phrases of like all the bad words and bad phrases. And I was like, that's probably worth $10 to just sit there and learn how to say all the bad stuff.
Heck yeah. All of a sudden, I'm getting all these people pestering me about my shit that I posted on Facebook Marketplace. I just think everything's a scam right now, because I don't know if this is happening to you, but this month I've never had so many fucking spam scammer phone calls. Must have blocked like over a dozen numbers, because they were just calling me. Oh, you! It started at work, FaceTiming me.
What?
Yeah, spam. That's... spam numbers. Did you pick FaceTiming. Up? Fuck. Do you think I'm gonna pick up a FaceTime from a stranger? I don't even FaceTime people I know, and like. No, Michael. I just decline. No, I did. I'm like, what psychopath cold FaceTimes someone, and then they left a message saying, this is One Street Financial, blah, blah, blah. We want to talk to you about this offer. And then I Googled the company, and then it was just like Reddit posts about, these people won't stop calling me. I don't know how they got my number. So I had to like, I re-registered my number on the do not call list, and then I've just been blocking them every time they call. But I'm not even kidding. They were calling back to back to back all morning, and now it's like once a day I'm getting the calls.
Jesus.
I don't know how.
For a long time that was happening to my phone, where it's just like, it was like nonstop.
It's like always the beginning of the year, and these people are relentless.
They get a whole new scam going, and then...
And then I did the thing where I like Googled myself and tried to see if like old addresses are up, and then make requests to get them removed. Mm. I feel like I gotta do that every year.
Is this lady gonna die now?
I don't know, Michael.
It looks like this killer's starting to...
Things are starting to heat up.
Yeah.
Someone in the mascot outfit.
She looks like someone, but I don't know who.
What is that? A sack race?
Yeah, sack race.
The receptionist is being hunted. Whoa, she got him right in the eye.
These cuts are pretty cool.
Yeah, they are.
She got him in the eye, but that's what you get, I guess, for wearing a big mask. It doesn't make it through. Should hit him in the chest.
Just run out of there.
More and more, I don't know. Oof.
He hit her in the head with a skillet.
Yeah, big. Damn. Man, I don't know why. More like, the more I think about it now, like everyone should just carry mace.
Duh.
Jesus.
I need to get the gel instead of the spray.
I remember I saw some video the other day where it was, you know, just one of those like
LA, you need to keep an arsenal in your car for these fucking asshole drivers. I swear to God.
It was like this belligerent lady, you know, like these people that just like try to like act all big and tough. And like she was like saying something. This person was like, stop, like stay away from me. And so they hold up the pepper spray. She's like, I dare you to spray me. He goes, take one more step and I'm going to spray you. And they literally take one step and they just go zap. And they just click on it. And you just see a little burst of it just hit her right in the eye. And then she's just like in like Kill Bill, she like falls on the ground. Is like, and is like rolling around. You're like you act all big. You act like they're not going to do it. But well, you learned your lesson.
I mean, after that guy threw that water on my car, after he cut me off.
Right.
I'm like, I need to keep weapons in my car at all times.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, it's fucking crazy.
The amount of people that do some fucked up shit to you out here and then treat you like you're the asshole is just another level. Yep.
And they treat you like, and then somehow they'll, like, the story they tell when they get their place, they're going to be, like, the big victim.
Of course. She reminds the blonde girl with the short, or the redhead with the short hair, reminds me of the someone from, what's that show? The Office?
Oh, yeah, kind of. Oh, so he's just making, oh, for a second I thought she was like squirming.
Oh, he stabbed her.
No, he beat her to death with the fucking frying pan. She looks like Kate Mara.
Hmm.
Kind of from that angle. This fucking guy. It's definitely a slow build.
Yeah. Oh, zip lining. That'd be fun. I want a zip line.
Vara cool. See? Vara? Vara is very...
comfort zone. You can do it, Lena.
There's another show on there. It's called like The Unlikely Murderer or something, where like, I guess in the late 70s or early 80s, someone shot the prime minister in Sweden and killed him. But they never found out who it was. But they had this
inside job.
They had this one guy that was like always a suspect, but they couldn't ever do it. And so like, it's about kind of about that, where like, he was like very bizarre, where he was like, yeah, I was there. I saw it. And then other people were like, oh, and like he kept like inserting himself in, but like his story kept changing. Mm. And it was just like anytime they would kind of like steer away from him, he was like kind of like looking for the fame of like, I was there when the prime minister was killed, you know? It's very weird.
Who's doing that? Is it the blonde guy?
Yep.
Yeah, of course. Little blonde beard.
Yeah, the guy looks like a bird.
Terrible
he looks
chicken
like a bird.
Impression.
He got like two baby teeth.
Yeah, he does.
He's like an Olsen twin there.
Oh, come on, it's just a little zip line.
Yeah, zip lines are fun. She's gonna. Oh, geez. If I worked with any of these people, I'd quit my job.
Yikes! There's a dead wabbit.
She's probably going to go back to the cabin. She's going to catch the murderer in the act.
She just broke into her cabin. Wow, that's a long zip line.
Yeah,
they're going across a giant lake. Oh, it's that the creepy guy's laptop she's trying to get into.
Oh,
it. Jonas.
Jonas.
Why is she carrying a backpack full of all that shit when all they're doing is like zip lining and...
Because you never know. You never know.
She's got a fucking sleeping pad.
Well, no, because they had like a...
They're not sleeping out there. They have cabins.
No, but they're hikes. You never know what happens on a hike.
You going to take a nap on your sleeping pad?
No, it's not a sleeping pad. It's just a pad.
It's a sleeping pad.
Maybe they were sitting somewhere and somebody needs to protect their butt.
Michael, you don't know about camping gear. I had to teach you about camping gear. Remember?
You're right. Oh, she's searching through that guy's emails because she claims that she never signed.
What does it say, Michael? Can you read it?
She claims she never signed this contract, and he's saying that you did.
Charles has really been like eager to run in the mornings. I don't know if it's because it's chilly, but he's just like, so we'll do a little jog.
Finally realized he's feeling a little plump and wants to lose some lbs.
He is not.
He looks like
you calling him fat?
Yeah.
He's not. My dog is not overweight, but we've been running in the mornings, and he's significantly cooled it with setting off the camera. I don't get as many updates. I'm like, if I would have known this, I'd be running your ass every fucking morning. You know?
Mm.
Oh, it was his cabin. My bad. I thought it was hers.
Okay. No, it's his.
She just downloaded his emails.
Oh, he better not do anything weird.
Oh, he's naked. Are they going to show ween? I don't remember.
No, of course.
Whoa, they show buns. Butts. Buns, buns, buns. Oh, he's getting into swim trunks.
Yeah, they're going to the hot tub.
Look how white his legs are.
Swedish. They're white. Jeez, these cuts are like, they're like building up for the, it's some crazy jump cuts. I just know it.
Maquette. Somebody's making, what are those?
Spikes.
Spikes. Oh, another booby trap.
Or maybe that's showing him building, setting up the booby traps from the beginning.
Oh.
Not another one.
Oh, I see. What is that called? It's not foreshadowing.
It's reverse foreshadowing. It's rear shadowing.
Oh, now it's dark. Let the fun begin. I want to go in a hot tub.
I have a hot tub at my gym.
Can you have that get?
No.
Give a guest pass?
No.
Rude. I use up all my credits.
I use a
for class pass.
I use a.
That's what I should look up.
I use the sauna and the steam room. Do a Korean spa. They have that stuff, don't they?
I want to be naked and get scrubbed.
You don't have to get scrubbed. I don't think.
Those people like to scrub you. I really don't want to partake in being scrubbed.
So don't get scrubbed. Just go be naked around some bunch of 75-year-old Asian ladies.
I'm not a fan of other people touching me. To be honest, this is why I don't get massages.
That guy's ripped as hell. A shredded Swede.
Drinking a brewski in a hot tub. What's a Swedish beer, Michael?
What do you mean, what's a Swedish beer?
Do you know what brands?
No, I don't know any Swedish ones.
Michael, I thought you were studying Swedish. You don't know nothing.
No. I know that like Einstock is an Icelandic one, but they have in...
Whoa, she just slipped on blood. Hello? Is that how you say hello?
Mm-hmm. That and hey, A-H-E-J. And then when you say goodbye by going, hey, do.
Guten Tagen.
Nope, that's German. It's a good day.
No, but I was looking just for shits and gigs, looking like the last first week of October for Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
The hotels were kind of spendy.
Yeah, you're probably too far. Oh, geez.
But it said like a good time to go is like October to...
You're probably too far out. Like when you book this far out, they just artificially high.
Yeah, I would never book this far. I just wanted to take a gander. I would love to go back and like redo that trip since the last time I went wasn't.
Somebody ruined it.
Could have been better. But I would like to stay, because I did quite a bit when I was there, but I would like to go explore, take the train to Rotterdam or something. Whoa.
You imagine getting just smacked in the face with a hammer and then all of a sudden,
shit.
Obviously she's going to die, but the...
He's bludgeoning her.
The...
Lots of blood.
I can't imagine just
getting
smacked in the face with a hammer and then all of a sudden you spit up all your teeth and you're like, aw. Speaking of teeth. Chiclets. I got my, I had a teeth cleaning on Friday, and I had to schedule, I have a cavity that I got to get filled, and then I'm getting my other wisdom tooth yanked.
Ooh.
And then I have to make an appointment for a specialist because I have to get the bottom one pulled, because it's now, he's like, before the bottom one, he's like, it wasn't really a problem, but he's like, but now it's actually grown out to where it's pushing on the tooth in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, it's going to start creating problems because it's going to keep pushing, and then it's going to... do this, and he's like, and it'll get to a point where you could end up losing both teeth.
Yikes.
And I was like, yeah, I know, I do want to get it out. And he's like, well, what's the holdup? And I was like, I haven't had a job in 8 months. I don't really have the extra.
Hey, Doc, you want to pay for it?
I know, I was like, you know, it's already going to be like, it's like $150 for the other one for a, for a filling and then extraction.
Really?
Yeah. Or no, I mean, it's like, no, it was like 100 and... Oh, like 140 or something.
I think cavities for me is like 80. And then that to get my wisdom tooth pulled was 25. I was really shocked by that.
Oh, wow. That's really, yeah, I don't know.
$25.
I don't know what the breakdown is. I got to look at the breakdown again.
I have Delta.
Same
Delta
here.
Delta dental.
So I don't know what maybe it's just my dentist. I don't know.
Maybe you Either should way. Change your dentist.
I mean, I don't care. I mean, whatever. It's only this one time. And then I'm going to be changing my dentist anyways.
Oh, yeah.
So... and then I got a referral for whatever the extraction is. So hopefully I got to do a consultation first is what he's saying. He's like, just get that scheduled right away. And that way you're in the system as a patient.
Mm.
And then you can quickly schedule. He's like, if you want to wait longer, he's like, but it was one of those things of like, it's going to hurt the most when you can't get your appointment. So like if you wait until it starts hurting, then you still have to go through the consultation process and then schedule an appointment. He's like, but if you go through the consultation and you're already, you know, in the system as a patient. And I was like, all right, hopefully it's just cutting the tooth out and they don't have to do any like gum cutting.
Ugh.
And I think that's why he says that he doesn't want to do it. So he's like, it's just the tools that they have to use to basically precisely like slice through.
Like them pulling the tooth out was like, listening to that was like,
yeah, it's bleh. Weird. Yeah, it's like real crunchy.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, it was real crunchy. But it's like mine, yeah, he was like, it was like two twists. He's like, because you have to take it, like pull it in the direction. And so mine's like going this way. So you have to kind of like pull it out the way that it's in, you know, so you're trying to pull it in a straight line.
Your jaw's going to be sore.
I know. I've had it pulled. This one was pulled the same way. These were identical, pointing in the same way.
Just a couple of hetero dudes in a hot tub drinking brews. Nothing to see here. She blowing up their spot with the info?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because she broke onto his computer. She looks like an Olsen twin.
No, she doesn't. She kind of looks like Charlize Theron a little bit. Circa, what's that movie that she played a psychopath trying to get back her ex-boyfriend that was with someone else? I love that movie. I've seen it so many times. Was it Girl Most Likely?
I don't know.
The soundtrack for that movie is really good. No, never mind. I'm getting that confused with the Kristen Wiig movie.
Oh.
Young Adult.
Have
you ever seen that movie?
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't.
That movie's so good. I've seen it so many times.
Oh.
And I have the soundtrack. What?
I don't like Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen isn't in that.
Is he?
Uh-uh. I like Seth Rogen. I get him confused with Jonah Hill.
I'm thinking of someone else. There's some other movie that she did with Seth Rogen.
No, you're thinking of, what was that, 40? No. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
No. That's the one where she's pregnant. This isn't it. She's like
big old buns there.
Patton Oswalt is in this.
Oh.
Charlize Theron, Patton Oswalt, Patrick Wilson.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's like her high school boyfriend is like he has a baby with his wife, and then she comes back and she's like trying to flirt with him and like make him leave his wife or something, and it blows up in her face. It's super awkward, but it's such a good movie.
Oh.
Because she's like deranged in it. She's like hell bent on breaking them up. It's really sad. Whoa, he's naked again.
Yeah, I know. I was telling you, we were too busy talking about Charlize Theron.
Look at those buns.
Oh, God. Listen to buns.
Michael, I haven't seen buns in a while. Okay. Let me live. Was he trying to bone her?
I think he was trying to use it as a tactic, negotiating tactic.
His ween?
Mm hmm. I feel like there's like, this is like two different movies.
What do you mean?
Like whatever's happening here could be its own like movie, like a mystery of like solving the this, that, and the other. And then the other one where that guy's going around killing. Cause like this is going so slow and the other stuff.
But they're connected.
Are they? I'm assuming it's probably the people that they dicked over for the land is coming back to kill everyone. But I'm just saying, as of now, it just seems like...
Who knows, Michael? Maybe you should pay attention.
I am paying attention.
I'm paying attention.
All of a sudden, Bonnie's going
to
act...
buns.
All of a sudden, Bonnie's going to act like she remembers what's happening in this movie.
I remember. I didn't remember those buns, though. The two oldies are drinking.
Yeah, right. Drink some vino.
Speaking of drinking. You know what time Michael? Michael, you know what time it is.
No.
It's the last day of January.
Oh, yeah.
But, spoiler alert, I might have broken it when I went out with Corral.
Mm-hmm.
We got to that rooftop and I was like...
Chug, 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 chug.
She's like, are you still with your program? And I was like...
Oh, my God.
It's, still dry January, but maybe could have a sip. I know my brother's breaking it. I know my brother was having a drink tonight.
Did I send you that Instagram thing where like a guy's like, you've heard of dry January?
Yes.
When he's like, but what I've learned to do is just borrow days from the others.
Yeah.
So I'm going to swap out like January 15th, but now this is more of a February 12th.
Yeah. That was actually really funny. I was like, you know, this isn't my first time I've done dry January. It's not going to kill me if I have a drink. So at the kibitz room, I had a sip. I had a couple sips.
Yeah, a couple of drinks.
Vodka sodies. He actually gave us, he's like, I'm going to give you guys the good stuff and only charge you for the well. And we're like, okay.
Uh-oh, here it comes. Uh-oh.
He's got a tramp stamp. Oh, my God. Right in his little gopher teeth.
I know, the guy's...
He's got gopher teeth. Whoa, oh, he just got attacked by a boat engine. Wait, what is that called?
Yeah, a motor. Oh, man, that's got to be scary. Yeah, he, like, fucking gets, like, nailed right in the chest and the neck, and then he, like, turns around and looks at this old lady, and he just gets murdered.
Whoa, he's slipping around in the hot tub.
He's just getting diced and sliced.
That's a cool-looking hot tub. The Swedes know what they're doing with design, I'm telling you. They're, like, the best aesthetic. Aesthetic. Did I say that right? Why does that sound weird?
Because you said aesthetic.
I love it.
She's got some big calves.
Yeah, she does. Everyone's dead.
It's about to get amped. Is this going to be like that Polish movie where like all of a sudden he swings the bat and pops her fucking tit? And then it just goes absolutely jelly. Fucking bonkers. And then the guy is like banging. I don't know why every now and again I get flashes of that fucking movie where like at the very end where he's just done. He just stands up and just starts peeing on her. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Look, she found teeth on the floor.
Yeah, because that girl spit out all her teeth. Yeah, I think that Polish movie like scarred me, dude. I'm sorry. It's just kind of funny.
Uh-oh. Just getting choked on the flagpole. This guy's really into killing.
There's no way that rope holds her.
You don't know, Michael. Who's a psychopath putting on suspenders?
Can you imagine walking out and looking up on a flagpole and just watching like your boss being hung?
No. Ew.
I like how they're not doing anything to stop it.
Buns just took off.
Yeah, and nobody's trying to save the... Like, she's not dead yet. She's, like... She was, well, I guess she is now, but like she was being hung. Like there was a chance that you probably could have saved her.
All the woods is fucking booby trapped.
It's all fucking. Yeah, you get sliced.
He got scalped. Gross.
My dad claimed that he knew somebody in the 70s that had a motorcycle and got decapitated because like there's something across the.
Stop.
He claims, but my dad, sometimes I look back at some of his stories and I feel like he makes up a bunch of shit.
Michael, you calling your dad a liar?
Constantly.
Jeez. We had a family friend who, it was like the night before his wedding, he went out with my stepdad and some people. I guess it might have been a bachelor party kind of thing. He went out. They all went out on their motorcycles to get some drinks or whatever. And then we're going home because they lived in different towns. My stepdad split off to go one way. The family friend went the other way. And then he was supposed to call him when he got home. And then he never got a call because, you know, this is back in the day of the landline. No one had a cell phone.
Right.
And then everyone was freaking out, like, why haven't we heard from him? And then come to find out, he got hit by a semi when he was on his motorcycle.
Oof.
And this was back, I don't know if it's still like this, but in Ohio, you didn't have to wear helmets.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these, I mean, I got news for you. If you're getting hit by a semi, it don't matter if you're wearing a helmet.
I guess the story is that he went left to center on his motorcycle and basically got hit head on by a semi. And then my stepdad had to like go
attempt to identify
him. And he was pretty fucked up over it.
Dude. Yeah, it's fucked up.
Ended up burying him with his motorcycle.
Oh God. What was left of it?
Yeah. It was really sad. Cause he was supposed to get married the next day.
Ugh. Yeah. That does suck. That's what my mom, she worked at a hospital, and the head of the hospital got killed on his motorcycle. He was taking a left. He was like right near the hospital. And same deal. Fucking giant truck just came through and wasn't paying attention and just absolutely just fucking right through him. Oof. And it was, they were like, yeah, he's fucking, you know, dead on the spot.
Yeah, so gnarly. Corel's trying to get her motorcycle license. She wants to get a motorcycle. And I'm like, I don't know if you should be riding a motorcycle out here.
No, she should. Get it.
Scary.
I wonder if there's some sort of symbolism to the where the placement of the cut on his forehead.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It looks like a crown, the way that it's bleeding. Be careful. Oh, shit. Why is Sooty trying to kill her? She didn't do nothing. Also, why would you? Damn, she's lucky. He throws the axe next to her. She falls in the pit and doesn't hit a single fucking stake.
What? She hit him?
She pulled the stake out and like knocked him and stabbed him, but. That's funny. They're getting all the weapons together and the guy's taking the blade off the paper cutter.
The movie was filmed in Lake Wannsee and in Berlin's Union Film Studios.
Oh, interesting. Of course, Jonas has the keys.
Oh, maybe why the blonde girl looks familiar to you is, I just read something.
Is she a Skarsgård?
Katya Winter. Oh. Not the girl that plays Nadia.
Katya
Winter, Nadia from Dexter, plays the most likable member of this crew of profit-driven lackeys, a woman named Lena. So the blonde girl was in Dexter.
Lena?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't recognize her. I remember watching that show. I don't recognize her.
You don't remember
Nadia? This guy just fucking killed himself.
They're dropping like flies.
Get the scissors. Oh, she's going to cut her hair.
Why don't you just stab his hand?
Oh, she's trying to get the key. Yeah, stab his hand or something. The amount of people I don't understand.
Michael, just, when you freak out, you don't know. But like, what's
just
happen.
Start kicking dicks, start stabbing. Just everyone. You know, I say everyone should have pepper spray, but I need to buy some.
What are you waiting for?
Oh damn, she really stabbed him. Money. Honey, I'm going to get the best pepper spray. I'm just going to walk around on the streets like this. Hands out, and people are like, hey, buddy, do you have a... And I'm just going to unload the whole fucking can.
The amount of notifications I've gotten recently over fucking weirdos walking up and down the street with knives and what other fucking... There's been stabbings over here.
Yeah.
It's like kind of getting out of control in my neighborhood a little bit.
Yep. So it goes, Bonnie. Been saying it forever. It's getting bad out here, and they're not doing nothing.
Michael.
They're not doing nothing.
Nobody listens to you. I know.
Just keep saying it. And everyone's like, it's not that bad.
Now, I want to move to the safety of...
Yeah. we're kicking people out of fucking hotels because there's an influx of immigrants.
I had to tell Fred not to chew gum on his tapes because...
I said
misophonia is real, and he was like, "I'm sorry,
dude. It is. I wouldn't. Last.
I almost barfed.
No, dude. If I heard just like, and then I'd be like, I delete it. And I'd bring it back. I'd be like, dude, I'm not gonna fucking listen to this shit.
I'm like, please stop.
I will not listen to this shit.
For the love of God, stop chewing gum when you're dictating.
No way.
I don't know. Something's got.
Are we about to get a reveal here?
It's like the older I get, the less I can. I get the weird. Weirdest things gross me out now.
It's like the sound of someone's mouth sounds.
I can't. I think I told you there's this one attorney that's really loud and he always talks with his mouth full and I just.
No, I can't. It's a noise that like, it's weird. Like you're saying, like when I was younger, I don't ever recall this ever being like a problem.
But now I can't.
There's certain noise I hear and I'm just like, I absolutely lose my fucking mind.
I was struggling.
It literally takes everything in my control, like not to like.
No, I was at work listening to his tape and I was just talking to Shirley. I'm like, I am on the verge of barfing. Like I feel so sick right now because he's chewing gum on this tape. She's like, oh God. She's like, that's too much. And I'm like, Yeah, it is. I need hazard pay.
Yeah, right?
It's disgusting. I don't want to hear anybody's mouth sounds.
No, it's bad. I can't. As my buddy in Utah, his jaw clicks when he eats too. So it's like
mouth noises. Does he have TMJ?
I'm not sure what. Oof.
That's what's Jesus left Christ. Of the blonde beardy weirdy.
Jesus, he looks.
He made crazy. A stew in the hot tub.
Yeah, he's fucking ripped to shreds.
Foot cam. He's scalped.
Oh no! Don't. What is he doing? No, dude, don't.
What is he doing? I was trying to sew his scalp back on. I don't feel think like there's more important things to think about than that right now.
Ooh, man, that's got to be a pain that...
Yuck, yuck, yuck. Ew, watch. A bunch of blood's going to come out. Ew, 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 ew. She's going to sew his fucking... Oh my God. His skin flap. That is fucking gnarly.
I don't know, I kind of feel like the adrenaline would eventually kick in, right? She's not good at... I guess you just got to do a couple just to get it.
He's worried about his looks, of course.
You can get that shit fixed.
Guess what? No one's looking at your forehead. They're looking at your buns.
They're looking at your giant fucking psychotic eyes.
This guy's losing it.
Yeah. Oh, it's because I think he's... To your point, it's connected. He's suspecting that it's somebody coming after him because of
what he did.
The deal. Yeah, because of what he did. Oh my God, I bet that head hurts like nobody beneath.
Don't head wounds bleed the most, too? I thought I heard that somewhere.
Is he going to get the old lady?
It bleeds a lot if something happens. Shit. Why is she pushing him? Oh, it's an electric bike?
It's motorized. God. You got to push it so it can jump start it.
That reminds me. I yelled at some guy this morning when I was walking Charles. Because, you know, we start our walk at 6:30 in the morning. It's still dark.
Yeah, I know. I know, Bonnie.
We're walking, you know, by the studio. And I see this light flashing. And I'm like... It almost seemed like a car was like coming, like a car was coming across onto the sidewalk at us. Cause I'm like, where is this light coming from? And so I grabbed Charles and I looked, turned behind me, some fucking dipshit on a fucking scooter with his helmet and a fucking headlamp headlamp on his fucking scooter comes up behind us. And I walk with, I don't know about you, but I always have ear things in. So yeah. I didn't hear him. He didn't have a bell. He scared the fucking shit out of me. And I was like, God damn it. Get the fuck off the sidewalk with that thing. I yelled at him. And then he went around me. And then he went up to where the light was, crossed, and then got on the road. There's like no one on the road at 6:30 in the morning. Yeah. There's literally no reason for you to be on the sidewalk. Because there's people walking animals. Like, oh my God, nothing gets me more pissed than when I fucking scooters and people on bicycles on the sidewalk. And
just got a sickle any to time the head. Of day. Sickle to the head.
It makes me so mad. Because then it's like, oh, you watch out for your... Like, no, you're not even supposed to be on the sidewalk. Oh, it gets me so mad. Finally, I said something. And usually I don't say anything. I was telling Shirley about it. And I'm like, you know, I usually don't say any shit because I don't want to get fucking beat down by some whack job. You know, there's a lot of whack jobs over here.
Yeah, yep. Gross. His morning, hair is flopping.
Because he scared me.
His head is flopping.
Because he scared me.
When I walk with the headphones on,
They're turned down.
I keep the volume really low.
But still, it's like I'm not constantly looking behind me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, God, I fucking hate that
dude
shit.
Dude just was on a scooter thing, and now he fell
is
into
he
the
dead?
River.
Bun's dead?
He fell into the river, but... Even if he's not dead, he's going to die of some sort of infection because that water ain't clean and he got a big old fat open wound.
Okay, so we're down to three people left.
Well, that old lady just got like...
He drunk her.
Thunked it right into her skull.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. She could be...
She could be...
Well, she's going to have to get on the zip line to get away.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's what we were saying. The guy that basically got dicked over on the farm.
They have weapons.
Supposedly. Bonnie's trying to light up the money tree.
We need some wealth in here.
Tell me about it.
Wealth and health.
Wealth and death.
Speak for yourself, Michael.
Bunny, it doesn't smell good at all. It just smells like burn. It just smells like burnt stuff.
I like it. I like it, Michael.
Nope. She didn't see the face. She didn't see the face over there.
They had so many different varieties of smudge sticks. They had some with lavender. I think this is the white sage. I forget. I looked at so many of them.
I don't understand. Like, they're all freaking out. Like, just...
They have weapons now.
Oh, God. The old guy's going to die of a fucking heart attack.
Oh.
She's running with a chainsaw.
She's not even using it. They're going to run into the booby traps. Oh, no. She's stuck in a bear trap.
I can't imagine getting yanked.
Ugh. She got him in the face. In the eye.
Oh, man, now it's like legit. Shit. Now it's like legit in the eye.
Oh, he fell into the...
Oh, my God. Getting out of that shit's going to hurt so fucking bad.
Yay, yay, yay.
Because that shit will also break your leg.
Yeah, break your bone, right?
Yeah, depending on where it hits. Yeah, that obviously really is going to stop someone. Where is she running? What is she doing?
She's hiding. I feel like she...
I don't think I could ever... I could never be one of these killers because I get so scared in these situations that I would scare myself because I know that they're hiding and also trying to kill me.
Is the sun coming up?
Maybe. That's why you just set bombs and just walk away and just detonate it and just, you know, you watch the blast. You're
keeping bombs on you, Michael?
No, I'm saying you just find them, you know, and then go, you know, just, I don't know, like the old school, what they used to talk about from the Anarchist Cookbook, where you just cut a hole in a tennis ball and pour gasoline in it.
What?
You never remember that? The Anarchist Cookbook.
I never read that.
Yeah, they talked to you how to like make like
bombs.
Wasn't
that a band or something?
I don't think so. I think you can still get it, but it was just like one of those like, you know. It doesn't help your cause if they suspect you of a crime.
You get put on a list or something.
Yeah, if they suspect you of a crime and then all of a sudden they go into your house, they're like, let me just, oh, what do we have here?
Okay, the two old birds are hiding inside.
Well, but like you think that the girl did some damage to the guy by slamming him.
What's on fire?
Is she smoking?
Oh, she's smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. It's such a bizarre thing that like some people like the idea that you get like paralyzed with fear where it's like you need to come here. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like it's such a weird like instinct for people where it's like you can't stay here. You'll die. And they're like, I literally can't come. I can't get out of it.
What is it? There's like, remember people always talk about fight, flight.
Fight or flight.
But it's actually fight, flight, freeze.
Yeah. But
there might be a fourth one.
No, I know. Yeah, freeze is another one, too. Oh, he's going to cut it. He's going to cut it. Or he's already on the other side.
Why does he look like Rick Moranis? Oh shit.
He's going to spin around. He's going to spin around. He's going to save her. He's going to save her.
Into spikes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He sacrificed himself.
I don't know. I feel like you could have prepared better for that. You know what I mean?
How? You're like going full speed into that. She got stabbed too? A little bit.
Yes. You could have. But you know what I mean? Like, stick your feet out. Like, you could... you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather go through my foot and like break my leg than die. But
then you can't walk anymore.
Who gives a shit? You're alive. You figured it out.
Yeah, but that guy's going to come get you.
He sacrificed himself for her. He's like, I'm still alive. Can you just do this? Zip, shh, flop.
Michael.
I've got enough blood to get it going. And she's
you're
like,
sick, Michael. You're real sick.
Some bloody blee jays.
Those taste like pennies.
He's like, now you know what.
It's like I'm gargling change.
Now you know what I go through once a month.
Shut the fuck up, Michael. You're sick. The two oldies. Are they next?
I mean, surely they can't kill the old people. They're old. Well, I guess he did kill that old. Well, that one lady, we don't know necessarily that she's dead. He just kerplunked her in the brain. She could. You can live from that. Right?
If what?
You took a sickle and they just popped it into your head. There's people that live that get like nails shot through their head.
I mean, what's that case study about the guy that got the... He had like the metal rod stuck in his head.
Right. Well, then there's another one where they saw something where like some guy, like there's some guy that had like 10 nails shot into his, oh God, cut his ear off. He was trying to listen. Like, oh God, his ear's flopping from his fucking head.
Oh.
Gross.
This movie is really gory. Oh, that his one is, ear it, is out hanging of all the things that we've seen, that was like the grossest. By a fucking thread.
It, like, he it's literally like, went. Oh God! He went and put his ear up to the door, like, and then he
there's
fucking
a chunk of it, Michael.
God damn, that's fucking gross. Like, oh God, it's just dangling. Oh God, it's like a bloody nutsack hanging from the side of his head.
It's like a chicken finger.
Oh, gross.
The bloody chicken finger, Michael.
It happened so fast. I mean, it looks like it like really happened. This poor old man's just getting brutally murdered. Because she brought the chainsaw in there. What are you staring at, lady?
What is she looking at?
I don't know. I think it's because she just looked back and sort of got, if I see that dangling ear.
There it is. There it is.
God damn. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, I can't look at it. Oh, gross.
Teeth fell out. This is so fucking gnarly. This old man, God. He's taking a fucking beating and he's like talking shit to this guy. Oh, someone got some spunk. Oh, what is that? A sick.
Yeah, she's
got,
look, yeah, she's going to come in and try and save him. And she's just
slipping in the blood. She's not doing a very good job. You think that's going to keep him out? Girl, don't turn your back to the door. Christ's sakes.
Don't drop the weapon. You know what? Good for her.
She tried.
That's what, you know? You came back and you...
We'll put that... Oh, God. She just touched it. She just...
Don't. I just came back. It is just dangling. It is so fucking gross.
Could you...
Just don't... No, gross! Oh, God!
You imagine putting your hand on it? Just slips.
Oh, I am going to barf. I'm like tearing up because I can't. Because my body's like, got to throw up.
I'm dying.
Fuck it.
Super gory.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. But it's like, I don't know. I feel like this is a little.
It's
not
just
as
no. What
bad
it is,
as like,
it's like it's not just
the
like
body
it's one thing,
horror that
it,
we saw.
It's like one thing to like just cut the ear off, but like the fact that he put his ear up to the door and he just poked the chainsaw just like poked through and basically just like touched his ear and then it just like the whole time is just his ears dangling. Oh my God! And then he's just sitting there and it's just like sideways, like making a little
it's
V from his
flapping.
Head. Oh God!
He has an ear flap. But okay, so the girl, the blonde chick, Lena, made it onto the other side.
But she got a little. She got some damage from that. The spikes on the.
She was stabbed by a spike.
From the zip line, the pad.
Well, that freaking mascot really thought of everything. Oh, she found a canoe.
Oh, that's the guy's canoe. I don't think she realized that this guy's had a canoe here. Oh no, that was the. The lockbox with all theirs.
With all their what?
Phones. Remember, she took their phones. Yelp, yelp. Of course. I swear to God.
There's the gold.
I knew that the gold shovel was coming back.
Yeah, because they showed it a little too long, right? His ear.
Oh, he put a Band-Aid on it.
Oh, God. Okay,
it better be. I mean, he's just
that old man has been through
it's
it.
Like hamburger meat.
He lost like half of his teeth.
You know, I don't have much hope for some of these folks, But it'd be nice if some folks got out of this. Like, if it wasn't just like one lone survivor.
I know.
You know? But I'm sure that everyone dies. I feel like it.
You open the door and I'll stab. Oh, shit. He got her. Oh, God.
Jeez.
I don't know how you do any of that with that giant mask on your head. Seems like...
I love that, like, she's just... All she does is, like, run and scream.
Scream. But she's stayed alive for...
I know, right? It's the one thing that's helping her.
God, get his Achilles. Oof.
Or do something, yeah, right?
Oh, not the drill. Oh, he set him on fire. Whoa, his Jesus. Mask is on fire.
Except for that's terrible VFX.
Is it?
Yeah. I think I know.
It looks VFX. Like a marshmallow.
Why wouldn't you set his body on fire? Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Wait, who is that? Oh, that's Nadja.
That's the girl that got stuck in the trap.
Yeah, it's Nadja.
No, that's...
Yeah.
Oh, is that her name?
Then? Yeah, yeah.
Whoa, there goes his head.
Oh, there's no way she cut his head off with a fucking...
Gold shovel.
Maybe.
Did you hear that crazy story about the DJ that was found decapitated in Pennsylvania?
Uh-uh.
Some fucking, like, radio DJ that used to be really popular. Someone found his headless body in his house.
Oh, shit.
She did it. She chopped his head off.
Oh, so some people did get away. That's kind of cool.
I thought they all died.
Well, maybe. It's not over yet. Just because the main killer's got his head chopped off doesn't mean that it's over. Maybe she, I don't know, she ends up dying?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't look too good. She looks like she's...
She looks gray.
Yelp! Yelp! Yelp!
Oh, my
knew that guy.
God,
was still, that's right. That guy's still alive.
The guy got his back. He punched her in the face?
Yeah, he's going to try and kill her. Because he thinks that this is all because she's going to expose his crimes.
It's just fraud, bro.
Oh, my God. She's going to rip his hair off. She's going to rip his head off. She's going to rip his head off. She's going to rip his head off. I know it. She's going to rip his head off. She's going to rip his head off.
Don't want to see that.
She's going to rip it. There it is.
Michael. Nope. Oh, my God. Oh, nope. My God. I can't. Oh, God. I can't. She's ripping his scalp. She's ripping his scalp.
Holy fucking shit. Fucking shit.
Don't look.
My whole back cracked on that heave.
That wouldn't kill him, though.
Nope. I'm going to barf.
No.
It just knocked him out. He's just unconscious with pain. He's going to drown.
Stop it. That cannot be the end. Okay. God.
Shit. No, they're going to go. Oh, God.
Who the hell is that? That's the chef.
This is the chef.
Oh.
They're going to go through and just remind
showing
you all the people
bodies,
that
Michael. Michael, all the bodies.
We're done with this.
All the dead bodies.
Oh, God.
Deep. Deep.
Oh, God. His toes are all chopped off.
They're mangled. Well, that wouldn't be a good score on WikiFeet. Wow, that chick's still walking around with the thing in her.
Yeah, the sickle. So there's a chance that maybe she gets out of this unless she just... She don't know what she's doing. She's just wandering. I'm pretty sure she got a little...
Jesus Christ.
You know. That's her dying in the water, I guess. And then we're going to see other dead bodies in the water. Oh, so just alluding to her dying.
That's a lot of bodies, Michael.
Yeah.
Charles, look at Charles's emo hair.
I know,
hair.
Right? He's the classic, like, I just woke up. He's going to act like he knows what's going on.
Ugh, and that woman on the flagpole. I see spraying water. There wasn't anything on fire, was there?
Maybe. Yeah, because they had, like, a fire pit going.
Someone might want to check that girl's wound.
Yeah, right. She was just in like bacteria infested water. Maybe not that much because it was cold.
Survivors.
It's really going to bring the team together, you know?
What's left of it?
Right.
What is it? Three of them left?
Four.
Four. The old people survived. Let that be a lesson.
Well, yeah, Nadja just got the bear claw on her ankle, and then the old lady, like that Karen one, got the most, like, and we never, I guess we don't really ever see the face of the killer, do we? Unless they reveal it here. No. Oh, gross. Utan is without. Vigero sinta Utan en.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Well.
It got better. I liked it.
What do you rate it, Maka Maka?
I'd say I'd probably give it a 3, only because it just like that began. It like, I don't know. It's not like
a slow start.
It's not a huge fan of the slow starts.
A lot
starts.
Of movies are like that.
Like, though. It's, I get the character development. You had to, like, there's a lot of like an ensemble that you got to go through and establish all this stuff. And like, again, the idea of like what the company is doing and, you know, all this other stuff. I get it. But at the same time, it's like, I feel like maybe just do that a little bit faster and then just like really rip roar into it, you know?
I mean, it did rip roar.
Once it did, but it's like, I mean, it's literally like 50-50.
Once the people started to get knocked down, like the hotel staff, then it was just kind of like,
the hotel staff went a little slow. But
I think, maybe they could have like,
certain things, I think like story-wise, it could have, well, that's what I want to look
the
for.
The very beginning when they start getting into the development thing. And
yeah, it's based on a book, so.
Oh.
I thought about getting, and I remember I tried looking up the book to see if I could find it in Swedish, just so I have a reference, you know, mm-hmm. like a, you read in the language how they write,
mm-hmm.
but it's almost impossible to find it in Swedish.
Huh.
You can find it in English and like Spanish and German and Italian.
It's a Swedish book.
Right. But like you have to go to like Swedish websites and it's hard to get. Like, some of them won't ship here. Some of them won't do, you know, that kind of stuff.
You know, I wish I would have known.
That's which, like, yeah, like, I'll probably buy a shitload of stuff when I, like,
Primark, when I
go visit. When
I went, when I was in Ireland and I went to Primark and they had this Rita Ora collection of these, like, really cool clothes. And I only bought one thing. And I was like, I'll just order it online because I don't have a lot of room in my suitcase mm-hmm. to bring it all back.
Should
have
shipped it.
Can't buy it.
Right.
Can't buy it. You have to buy it there. They That's don't. What, it's not available online. I was like, God damn it.
But yeah, I'd say 3 was a good. It's a good movie. I mean, the ear thing was fucking gross. And then at the end,
Michael,
when she fucking ripped that scalp
almost
off,
blew
was fucking
chunks. On
I thought
couch.
I was going to. I knew it was coming too, just because she got him in a headlock and you're like, I know what's happening. And she just dug her nails in and just slowly peeled it off his skull.
No, and the girl went to like grab that old man's ear.
I know. Like, oh my God. Ew. Or just like, again, it just the thing poked through. It was fucking gross.
I'd say 3 as well because it was a good premise. And I don't know. I just like have a thing for foreign stuff, I guess.
Yeah. And those Scandinavians are like, I feel like those movies the cuts
were good.
That Santa Claus movie, as weird as it fucking was, it was still like a decent story. Remember the Finnish movie from Finland where all the naked Santas?
Oh, God. Yeah.
You know? Like it was like a good premise.
Yeah.
You know, it was a little bizarre.
It was creative.
But like,
this is creative too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3. Check it out. It's on Netflix. It's easy
to
watch.
Slow start, but it gets going.
And you can put, I guess, it has English dubs on it, so you don't have to listen
to that's how
their,
I watched it the first
their
time.
Their bushkada bushkada.
But, so. Yeah.
All right. Good.
All right,
until next time.
Until next week, Michael.
Uh-huh. Goodbye.
Goodbye!
There he is. He knows what's up. He's awake.